1st to the 8th of December Marketing and Scolcoms News Roundup. Welcome to our hand-picked selection of Marketing and Scolcoms News from the past week. These are all free to access articles, so click through and explore. Keep up to date and receive alerts as soon as we post new content. A recent report shows that 79% of major marketing executives have seen an increase in their return on investment using AI tools. Spotify launched its annual Spotify Wrapped and then announced a round of layoffs in the same week. Google has recently introduced Gemini, an advanced AI model that has multimodal understanding. Gemini Pro has been added to Google Bard. A new white paper has been launched by MIT Press, Access to Science and Scholarship, Key Questions About the Future of Research Publishing. Marketing. The highs and lows of Spotify, a major campaign and layoffs in one week. Spotify launched its annual Spotify Wrapped last week, a campaign in which every Spotify user gets an overview of their listening habits for the year. In the same week, Spotify announced a round of layoffs. PPC Competitor Analysis, the complete guide. How can you use competitor analysis to boost your PPC efforts? HubSpot shares some advice. 79% of marketing executives report boost in ROI using AI tools. Could AI actually be a good thing for your company's return on investment? A recent report shows that 79% of major marketing executives have seen an increase in their return on investment using AI tools. Google introduces Gemini and updates Bard with Gemini Pro. Google has recently introduced a new tool to its repertoire, Gemini, an advanced AI model that has multimodal understanding. Gemini Pro has been added to Google Bard. 19 best social media analytics tools to empower your marketing in 2024. With 2024 just on the horizon, how can you elevate your social media marketing? Neil Schaefer shares his recommendations for the best social media analytics tools to allow you an enhanced insight into your social media performance. Scholarly communications. Where did the open access movement go wrong? An interview with Richard Poynder. Richard Poynder explores the reasons why he's giving up on the open access movement. He argues that the OA dream of universal open access remains a dream and seems likely to remain one. The impact of stereotypes on mental well-being. How do racial stereotypes affect mental well-being? Deandra Roberts explores the topic for the Scholarly Kitchen. New white paper explores the future of research publishing, addresses the challenges and opportunities in open access publishing. A new white paper has been launched by MIT Press, Access to Science and Scholarship, Key Questions About the Future of Research Publishing. Chat-based AI, not enough for scientific research. A recent study from Iris.ai shows that around 57% of AI users aren't happy with their tool of choice. The same study has also shown that the tool of choice for assisting in research is ChatGPT. As a whole, the verdict is that chat-based AI is currently not sufficient for scientific research. Keep up to date with the latest industry news with next week's blog. In the meantime, why not check out our previous posts, or why not sign up and receive alerts as and when we publish content?